And I think that's something the fitness industry didn't do very well in the past, where operators would say, look, we're doing great. We've got everything inside the four walls of this club. We don't need to look at other opportunities because we're smashing it. And then COVID happens and they're like, ah, maybe I should have learned a little bit more because I'd now be probably a bit further along in my strategy. So you have to be at the right stage. You have to be, a bit more forward thinking, but also, like I said, the education is really important. That's something that we're doing as a company to educate. We have our webinars.
Hi there. Welcome to the Business Side of Fitness podcast. This is your host, Vanessa Severiano. Each week on the show, I leverage my 2 decades of experience in the fitness and wellness industry to have meaningful conversations with the movers and shakers behind some of the most well-known and innovative brands in our industry. This show is brought to you by Vanessa Severiano, LLC. To find out more about working with me, click the link in the show notes. And now the time has come to start the show. Everyone's got a story, and it's time to hear from this week's guest. Let's welcome to the show Andy Hall. He's the head of commercial for Olive X. Throughout his career, he's always had a passion for sales and leisure, and in particular, leading teams to give the best experiences possible to members through fitness and tech products. Andy is leading his team to build the fitness metaverse and create new NFT projects for fitness brands globally. Welcome to the show, Andy.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
Well, before we kick off this conversation, we kind of were speaking before I hit record, and I'm just going to put this out there for all the listeners. I am a million miles away from my comfort zone right now. The metaverse, NFTs, all of this is far and well. So I thought that this would be a good experience for us to kind of get caught up and understand what is happening in the metaverse. So Andy, I'm so happy to meet you and have you here to explain this all for us. And I think a great way for us to kick things off is for you to just share a bit about your background and how you got involved with Olive X. So give us all the details.
No problem. My background's in operations back in the day. It's been about 20 years now in the industry. So Fitness First, Virgin Active, a few other operators went through the usual route up to management. And then I had an opportunity that came up in FitTech, a company called Truby back in London. And I went over and worked for them as head of operations and helped recruited, trained, set up education strategies for personal trainers and yoga instructors, et cetera. So that was my first taste of FitTech. I worked really closely with the CTO and we developed a really cool app, which is basically personal training on demand. And then that led me into a few other opportunities with eGym, hardware and software company, Les Mills, more of a digital approach with Les Mills. And then I came to a company called Volution that was a fitness software company. Basically, we offered fitness solutions for operators, data analytics, virtual solutions, etc. Olive X came in and acquired the company. And then I quite quickly pivoted massively into blockchain. The vision of Olive X was to follow its parent company or our majority shareholder, Animoca Brands, and their vision of blockchain gaming. So that's how it came about for Olive X. It was because of Animoca. And we're just in a great position because Animoca are leading the way in blockchain gaming and crypto, and they have lots of resources and all the right things to make it happen, basically. So we transitioned into blockchain almost a year ago, and we launched our token, which is Dose Token. So our fitness token. And more recently, we have launched our first NFT for our Dustland Runner series, which is a game, fitness game. So exciting day today. We're airdropping 664,000 NFTs to our community, but I'll explain a little bit more about what that means and how it relates to fitness very soon. But yeah, I've been in the blockchain space now since roughly July, August last year. So it's been a massive learning curve for me too.
Great. So you're the perfect person to explain it to all of us listening right now. We've heard of the metaverse. We know it's here, right? What exactly is the metaverse? Is it VR? Is it augmented reality? What exactly is the metaverse and what is the fitness metaverse?
So it's all the things you think of. It's VR, it's Roblox, Minecraft, it's Fortnite, it's any virtual world. There's different ways of accessing the metaverse. So it could be VR, yeah. But in our case, we've bought a piece of land in the Sandbox game, which is it's a piece of land that's being created that has over 16,000 pieces of land in it and owners. And it's very much like the Minecraft Roblox style. So you have a character that you use, that's your player profile, and you enter the land and you interact with lots of people, brands, games, etc. So the idea of the metaverse is to be a social hub, a place to play games and learn and interact and make new connections, quite simply. That's the way I look at it. And the way it relates to fitness, it's very early days, by the way. We're still really early days with this as a concept. The way it relates to fitness is, for us in particular, is we're bringing fitness partners into our land to have a space and to interact with new communities. So the idea is we want to start reaching out to members of the population that don't currently work out. And we want to find ways to incentivize them and motivate them to do something. And we believe and we know that in the crypto world, the gaming world, quite a big percentage of those communities don't do activity. So we now have an opportunity to tap into those communities via our metaverse. And we invite them in to play games, play to earn, get rewards, and then hopefully transition into the real world to try something. And that's where our Dustland games come in. So it's quite a complex journey. But Dustland, we have two games that are launching really soon. One of them is Dustland Runner, where you listen to a story, you run away from the baddies, you complete levels and objectives, and you get rewarded with NFTs and our DOS token. And Dustland Rider is a visual game where you sit on a bike and you ride through the world, and again, you get rewarded with NFTs and DOS. So that's the link between the two. And it's really important that it's great having this metaverse world and all these great games and interactions happening, but it should always be a link into real life. And that's where our games come in.
Andy, who is in the metaverse? Because when I think of the metaverse, and there's a link to Discord that's going to be in the show notes, I think of my teenage sons, right? I think of, yeah. Okay, like my kids are on Discord, and Discord, for people that don't know, is almost like Slack meets Zoom meets the internet. I don't know, probably I'm doing it a disservice by my accident. But who else is in the metaverse? Like, is this something where right now it seems like something that has new adopters, that's like for the younger generation, but more and more people, it's going to become commonplace, almost like, you know, having a Facebook or an Instagram profile. Like, because I'm just thinking, like, for people listening out there and they're involved in the fitness industry, they're thinking, does this apply to me? And does this apply to my brand? So who's on the metaverse?
It's the crypto world and the gamers initially. So you're right, it is expanding and new communities are entering, and we're part of that journey because we're inviting the fitness communities to our Discord to learn about NFTs, to learn about our DOS token and our games. So it's expanding and it's becoming more popular. Yes, younger generations are in there, but we also have the crypto people with disposable income to spend on NFTs, to spend on tokens, currency. And you'd be surprised, there's quite a wide age gap in people that play games. It's not just kids, but surprisingly, you'll have people in their 30s, 40s, and so on playing games as well, especially if you can earn cash from it, or your tokens, which convert to cash. So yeah, it's definitely a growing industry. And in particular, the platform is getting bigger and bigger.
So is the fitness metaverse actual fitness, or is it exposure to fitness brands? Are they actually moving, burning calories, working out, or is it just exposure to what's out there in the real world?
The best way to think about it is it's another level of prospecting outside your four walls in the home. Now we go into the metaverse. So we've got an opportunity, like I said, to tap into the crypto, the gamers, and actually music as well. So it is a prospecting tool, really, and it's a place to expose your brand, interact, because you can interact during the gameplay, but also be taught about the play-to-earn model, which is really important for the whole strategy, where you play games and earn NFTs and crypto.
Should every fitness brand and every fitness offering be thinking about getting into the fitness metaverse, or is this something really for bigger brands, or should they become an early adopter? And by the time, you know, this becomes more commonplace, they've kind of got the competitive edge. What would you advise brands to do?
You have to be at the right stage of your digital transformation or journey strategy, because probably 80, 90% of the industry isn't ready. And they're still working out, how do we do virtual? How do we improve our data analytics and go digital? So it's not for everybody, no. However, there's nothing wrong with learning and being educated about the benefits and the opportunities. And I think that's something the fitness industry didn't do very well in the past, where operators would say, look, we're doing great. We've got everything inside the four walls of this club. We don't need to look at other opportunities because we're smashing it. And then COVID happens and they're like, maybe I should have learned a little bit more, because I'd now be probably a bit further along in my strategy. So you have to be at the right stage. You have to be, a bit more forward thinking. But also, like I said, the education is really important. That's something that we're doing as a company to educate. We have our webinars. We're talking at events, and we're trying to put it into layman's terms for most of the industry. But there are some opportunities there. The bigger brands, great, because they potentially have great communities already that are engaged, and they have some great ambassadors as part of their teams, which can relate to the NFT projects. But still, one of the most important things for anything in the metaverse is marketing and resources. So although the fitness companies don't need to be involved in the creation or the technical side of it, they do need to be involved in the marketing and support that. And that's a job in itself.
Okay, so explain this to me with the translating of it being in the metaverse to real life via DOS tokens and NFTs. I think like an NFT is, I think we think of buying an NFT as like a piece of artwork or something like that. But NFTs in the fitness world, like how does this all work?
So NFTs are non-fungible tokens. Each one is unique and has its own value. If you compare it to cryptocurrency, for example, they're fungible. One Bitcoin equals one Bitcoin. You know the value of that. But with an NFT, it's very unique. So you could have two NFTs at the same, but they'll go for different prices. So the non-fungible tokens. An NFT can be absolutely anything, from a piece of art to your ID to buying a house. It can be anything in real life too. And the important thing about NFTs are its utility. So what is the use of that particular NFT? So a piece of art is all about somebody's perception of that piece of art and how much they value it. It may not have any use, but people like seeing art. When it comes to our NFTs in the fitness metaverse, the utility is it's a character that can be played in a game. So you can actually buy it and use it in any sandbox world and any worlds that we build in particular. The vision with all Web3 is cross-platform. So you can use that avatar in other metaverses and potentially other games. And the plan for us is that the utility of the NFTs we create, the avatars, you use them in sandbox, but you can also use them in our game. And it will unlock levels and abilities and properties in the game. And then also with the Animoca Brands ecosystem that I mentioned earlier, there's a whole host of other gaming platforms that sit in there too. And we have the ability to partner with those and offer utility in lots of different games and different platforms. So it's all about cross-platform, open metaverse, and choosing as a user where you want to play, interact, etc. So we need to give users the ability to do that with what they buy from us. And it's the same with our DOS token. Our DOS token, we want it to become the fitness coin. We want it to be accepted as a form of payment throughout the different partners that we in the fitness industry that we've partnered with. And we want it to become a rewarding system for those communities from the partners too. So you work out a certain amount of points equals a certain amount of those token, and you can go and exchange that in the marketplace and actually end up with fiat cash. As a form of payment. So for example, we work with fitness brands that focus on clothing, operators, yoga, Pilates, well-being, all these different areas of fitness. And if you can accept those token as a form of payment, that helps us get our fitness token out there to the wider community. So that's our plan. It's a lot of information to take on, I know, sorry.
Being uncomfortable, you have to force yourself to get out of your comfort zone and expand your mind to understand what else is going on in the world. So it sounds like the metaverse is really an opportunity for audience development to reach new audiences and bring them into the fitness world. And so from your observations from early adopters, what is really resonating with this audience?
There's two things. One is to grow your community. And tap into the crypto, the gamers, the music communities, and bring them into your brand. Number two is revenue, quite simply, creating new revenue streams. So especially over the last couple of years, most industries are struggling. If we can find ways of bringing new revenue into your budget, that's pretty useful. So that's where the NFT sales come into it. We create NFTs that will be sold in the marketplace. And what we actually do is a revenue share with the companies we work with. So it's a 50-50 split, being quite transparent, and we literally split the revenue. So for example, a project, we could drop 10,000 NFTs up for sale, and depending on the strategy and the business model we go with, you can either sell them all at the same price and do a mystery box reveal where users pay for a voucher and it's a bit of a lottery. They don't know what they're going to get. Or they just go into the marketplace and users will bid and auction on the NFTs. So any revenue that comes in from those NFT sales will be split between Olivex and the fitness partner. So it's a great opportunity to bring some revenue in. But that's also why the utility of the NFT is really important. Can it be used? Can it be played in a game? Are there new features coming in the future? Can I use it on different platforms? Because that will give it more value. Whereas a piece of art, someone may like it, someone else may not, and they don't want to buy it. So we just don't know what the value of it will be. And it's probably a good point to talk about IP as well. There's a lot of information to take on, I know, but intellectual property is the big focus for metaverse blockchain. The great thing about blockchain is that you can own. So we have bought a piece of land in the metaverse in the sandbox world. We own it. We can do what we want with it. It's very much like the real world. We can build on it and sell it, rent it, etc. It's the same for an NFT. You own that NFT and you have rights with it. So when you sell it in the future, you will get a revenue from those sales forever. So if it's a bit like an artist when they sell music, every time it's played, for example, they get royalties. It's very similar. If you own an NFT, you will get royalties forever because it's written into a blockchain smart contract, which is completely transparent and it cannot be hacked. So it will be there forever and there'll be a revenue stream forever. So it's great that we have this primary sale revenue that comes in for the NFT sales. But every time those NFTs are sold in the future, revenue will keep drip feeding in, a bit like royalties. So that's quite an important part.
Are individual creators and fitness instructors getting involved in the metaverse on their own, or is it more?
Individuals, not so much yet. It's still really early days in this. So it will happen. And there's some strategies out there that discussing ways of funding this for individual coaches and trainers, because it's a great opportunity. It could be a piece of your own content that becomes an NFT and you sell it in the marketplace. And then your client could sell it on to somebody else and you're all making revenue. And it kind of takes out the middleman when it comes to content potentially. So yes, there is definitely opportunity for individuals, but at the moment it's more about bigger brands and brands with bigger communities. But some of these trainers that have good engaged followings potentially can get involved with some of the bigger brands as their ambassadors and add value to those partnerships because they have such a great engaged following.
86% of U.S. adults taking virtual exercise classes plan to continue doing so as gyms reopen. That's a huge opportunity for anyone looking to launch or expand their virtual fitness offering. Our friends at Syncfloor offer a catalog of over 16,000 songs by the best independent commercial artists. It's great music that can be affordably licensed for both live and video on-demand fitness classes. Listeners of the Business Side of Fitness podcast get their first 30-minute class covered for free. Just go to fitness.syncflor.com. Link in show notes. Who are some of the brands that are earlier adopters for the metaverse?
Partners of ours, Gym Aesthetics is a sports clothing brand, German sports clothing brand, Tribe International, which is a global boutique operator, a company called Play Innovation. They build children's playgrounds, going to replicate it in the virtual world, is a music company that we partner with. But we're also speaking, they probably won't mind, speaking to Stages, which is a cycling company, and a whole host of others. But they're from all areas of fitness. They all have different USPs that bring something different to our metaverse, which in turn then helps us engage with different personality types in the fitness and gaming and blockchain community. So outside of what we're doing, the likes of Adidas and Nike are already involved in a big way. We've seen that there's other sports brands that are out there that are discussing with us and other people how they make the transition into the metaverse. So I think over the next 6 to 12 months, you'll see a lot of brands that you recognize making the steps towards it. But again, it's really early days and very, very new. And for example, the sandbox world where we own a piece of land and building our fitness land, it's not even open yet. They're still in alpha phases. So they unlock their land every 2.5 months and make it available to people that own land. They're still not even open. So it's really early days. So we're in at a good time.
Andy, you're blowing my mind right now.
I have so much to say.
Get it off your chest.
It's trying to keep it simple.
and no, this is really very helpful. I think one thing that's kind of the elephant in the room is this might be cost prohibitive for some brands, right? So if a brand is thinking, okay, we want to make this move into the metaverse, what is the minimum investment that they would need to make to even make an impression in the metaverse?
Yeah, depending on qualifying factors such as community that you have and the brand status, because that's important for us right now to give credibility to what we're doing. There's no actual investment. It's a rev share, like I said. However, the marketing side of things is really important. So there has to be an internal budget for marketing to support driving community into, for example, our Discord channel to learn more about crypto and NFTs and the projects that we have. So there needs to be a spend around marketing. You need to have the ability or the capacity to add new projects to the marketing team. So it could be bringing in a new marketing person specifically for Discord or for the metaverse project. It could be an ad spend. But the important thing is for any company that's coming into this space is you have the right, with our support, the strategy behind driving people into our space, into our Discord, and learning as much as possible about the projects that we have. So yeah, no initial investment. It's just the marketing resources.
So OliveX takes on the onus of developing the actual look and feel of the metaverse and all of that. And then a brand partner would get involved as like bringing more eyeballs to it, essentially, in layman's terms.
Pretty
metaverse.
Much. Yeah. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
And then talk to me more about the earn to move concept. How does that all work? And because I think at the heart of the fitness industry, we're trying to get more people to move. So when we say earn to move, are they actually moving or are they moving in the metaverse? How does this all work?
No, in the metaverse, it's play to earn. So they'll play the mini games in our world and be rewarded with NFTs and crypto. The idea is that we teach the communities that are new to this space about that play to earn model. And then they think, oh, this is cool. I've kind of played and now I've got this. We have Dustland that rewards for activity. You have to do activity. You have to go for a run or you have to sit on a bike and complete objectives on your bike. So that's where the link is. It's you learn about play to earn here in our metaverse and you're actually going to do it in real life here and improve your rewards from those tokens, NFTs, whatever it may be. So it's literally, there's a game that we acquired last year called Zombies Run. Some people may have heard of it, but it's an audio fitness game where you run away from zombies. There's a really cool story and you have to complete levels, and there's a whole host of stories. And we've actually just done a deal with Marvel, who are coming in to be part of that story or a new story. What we've done is basically taken that same model and we've integrated blockchain, so rewarding with NFTs and rewarding with our DOS token. Once you get rewarded with these, you can take them into the marketplace and exchange it for a different token, so Bitcoin or whatever it may be. And you can also exchange it for cash, for fiat, we call it. So the opportunity is you go for a run, you're rewarded with those token, and then you convert it for pounds or dollars.
Okay. So if a brand's listening to this right now and they're like, wow, we just made the transition from Zoom into like video on demand app, this seems like a giant leap. But then I think a lot of brands are fearful because of what happened over the last couple of years, that they're going to be kind of left behind. They're not going to adopt quick enough to changes in the marketplace. So Andy, what type of advice would you be giving those brands? Like, what would their next moves be to kind of bridge the gap between where they are today and the metaverse in the future?
Education, learn, be open. There's a whole host of education, not just in fitness, but across lots of industries. And the blockchain gaming industry has some great people in there that are very intelligent and are doing some amazing things. But I would certainly firstly join our Discord channel, because you'll learn a lot. There's some bite-sized education in there talking about how to set up a wallet, or you know, how to connect your wallet to a game, all those types of things. What is an NFT? What is blockchain? So education is really important. And as you progress along your business strategy, your journey, there will be opportunities that arise. And maybe you've got some great ambassadors that have big followings, or you have a great following. That's where the opportunities arise. And potentially, if your following's great, you can add value to a company like Olivex, because it's, like you said, it's bringing new eyeballs into our space. And that's our vision. So I would just keep learning, keep on trend, because it moves very quickly. Discord is a great way to keep up to date, but also Twitter is making a comeback. If you talk about crypto and NFTs, Twitter is huge. Another platform is Telegram. It's massive in the crypto world, and Facebook and Instagram, not so much. I would follow Animoca Brands is a great company with people like Yatsu, one of the CEOs, Robbie Young, who do some great education and talks. When we think about Sandbox, there's a guy called Seb Borgs. He's going to hate me. I've forgotten his surname. Who's the co-founder of Sandbox, who does loads of live webinars and education. So get onto Twitter Spaces, get onto Discord, and follow some credible brands like Animoca, like Olivex, like Sandbox, and just get educating. But also speak to us. That's what we're here for. We want to become this thought leader in the metaverse space for fitness, and we're more than happy to speak to anybody that has questions. Come along to our webinars and ask questions. We're at a few live events coming up in the industry over the next few months, so that's what we're here for.
Right. I think I'd love to know how many people really get it versus how many people are learning. Because I think it's sometimes you log on to LinkedIn or you go on to some news source and it seems like everybody gets it. It's like this inner circle. And then like you're out on the outside and you don't want to feel dumb asking these questions that seem so basic, like metaverse for dummies. But I'm asking them right now for all those people.
It's all good. The people in the space are aware that there's a lot of people that don't understand it. So I would just be confident. But also, that's why the metaverse is great. When you have a platform like Sandbox, you're behind a character. There's ways to interact with other people, with other brands and ambassadors, etc. So the good thing about it is that you're behind an avatar. So you can ask any question you want and you're sat behind an avatar. No one knows who you are. So this is a really good place to do it, actually, if you're not confident doing it face-to-face or like this. But yeah, just get out there. But I think the Medium is another good platform that's really good for educating. There's lots of NFT, crypto, blockchain, Medium, bite-sized education to follow as well. So we do that. But if you follow Olivex on Medium, on Twitter, in Discord, you'll be able to go back to all the bite-sized education and find out what you need to find. And also you can message our team in Discord and ask those questions that you're talking about. So again, people don't know who you are in Discord, so it's a good place to do it.
Is there anything else that you can think of that the audience needs to know that we haven't covered?
Probably, there's probably quite a lot, but I think the most important thing is there are opportunities in the metaverse and they will become more apparent over the next 6 to 12 months. We're launching our fitness land in June. It will be ready at the end of May, but we launched the event in June and we will bring up to 10 fitness brands into our space to interact and talk about what they're doing, but also the metaverse. We'll also host a music event in there. So June will be our first event. Just carry on, just be educated. Just read as much as you can. Use credible sources like companies you know. A great thing actually to be aware of when you're looking into companies is if they're listed, we know that everything they do is public knowledge. They have to announce everything and their roadmaps, their history is all available. Some of the companies in crypto world potentially aren't listed and it's a bit harder to see whether they're credible or not. So listed companies is a good one to look at. So Animoca Brands, Olive X, Sandbox, all good sources and all credible. So check them out in the first instance and then get into Discord, get on Twitter Spaces, find out what you can, but reach out if you need to. I'm happy to talk.
If somebody would have told you 10 years ago that you would be doing this, what would you have said?
If somebody would have said it 2 years ago, I would have laughed, to be honest. Yeah, it's been a crazy kind of journey for us. But I'm also doing a course where blockchain is part of it. There's a couple of modules. It's just a coincidence that it's running alongside what I'm doing. So that's helped me massively. But understanding blockchain is probably a good place to go to. The actual structure behind blockchain, the security, the fact that you can't delete any data in blockchain is really important. It's completely transparent and open to anybody to have a look at. And it's got a lot of good uses potentially that haven't even come to fruition yet. Like it could be a way of securing your own ID, your own medical data, and you actually own it. So there's some uses that are going to be really interesting that will come out in the near future, I'm sure. But blockchain is a good place to start. Find out a bit more about that.
Thank you so much for explaining all of this to us. It definitely did. There's just a lot to unpack. Yeah. And I think you did a great job in explaining it in a way that's easier to understand. I definitely still have a lot of questions that I feel like I need to absorb, you know, this information first and then continue researching because it's a lot to absorb, right? It's like you're stretching your mind into a whole different way of looking at things. And I think the biggest thing is we have to be adaptable. If anything, in the last couple of years, we have to be adaptable and open to change and not scared of it or resistant to it. And I think that's the biggest thing for people in the fitness industry to continue being open-minded and embrace change because it's happening whether we like it or not. And so we can either go against it or go with it. So thank you so much, Andy. If somebody wants to connect with you, they want to learn more about Olive X, how can they do that?
LinkedIn is a great place to go. I'm on LinkedIn and our Discord channel. I would certainly definitely get involved. It's Olive X Fitness Metaverse. I think you said you're going to share it. Get into there, ask questions, make friends with me in Discord. I'm in there too, in the team. So happy to answer any questions that arise, but LinkedIn's a great place to do it too. But also just check out our events. We've got a whole host of webinars coming up that focus on NFTs, blockchain, metaverse, et cetera. And we bring some great guests in actually. People like Seb from Sandbox, our architects that are building the world, have also appeared. Our game designer, game director's on the next one. Mark McKinley, that would be really good. So yeah, get involved, guys. Happy to talk.
I'll have the link to the Discord channel in the show notes so everybody can just click on it. And don't be afraid to ask the questions, guys. Just put yourself out there. Thanks so much, Andy.
Definitely. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
The Summit by BFS is back in New York City, April 28th to 30th. Focused solely on boutique fitness, you won't want to miss their elite lineup of speakers and panelists, including keynote speakers Jay Galuzzo, prior co-founder and CEO of Flywheel, and Sadie Lincoln, co-founder and CEO of Bar3. Space is limited. Get your ticket before they sell out. Visit BFS2022.com today and make sure to get your ticket before April 15th when registration closes.
Hi, everyone. This is your host, Vanessa Severiano. Thanks for tuning into this episode. If it brought you value, please subscribe, review, and share the Business Side of Fitness podcast. If you'd like to learn more about working with me, please click the link in the show notes. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode.